Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, going to be clouds and sun, maybe a stray afternoon thunderstorm at a high of about 77. My job is to protect neighborhoods, and it's a non-story. The comments this morning from Racine Mayor John Dickert on WRJN's Community Conversations to separate issues making news this week. The neighborhood protection involves the city opposing a CVS store at Ohio and Washington because the mayor said amending the comprehensive plan for one creates a bad precedent that takes away city control.
These issues are more and more becoming less people walking in and saying, "Mayor, we'd like to do this," and more people walking in with attorneys saying, "Mayor, we're going to do this, and we're going to sue you until we get it done." Well, my job at that point is to stand up to that type of intimidation and say, am I here for my residents or am I here for these big businesses?
As for the non-story, the mayor cited the newspaper's bold headline and article about the county suing the city over what he said is typical procedure in a simple legal dispute, nothing more. In Milwaukee, the police proposal for the department to use body cameras discussed in front of the Fire and Police Commission last night. That includes giving officers the discretion to shut the cameras off if a victim or a witness did not want to be recorded giving a statement. The department also doing a demonstration for the panel members. That meeting after Mayor Tom Barrett had announced that he wants all uniformed patrol officers outfitted with those cameras by the end of next year. Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind hoping the firing of a former top official at the Tomah VA Medical Center clears the way for some new reforms at that facility.
Kind says good management comes from good leadership, and the investigation into the overprescription of medications at Tomah showed a change was needed.
So with the announcement of Director DeSantis no longer being there, it opens the door now so we can find a permanent replacement, someone that can deal with the challenges still facing Tomah.
Mario DeSantis had already been replaced with an interim director after the scandal broke earlier this year.
Currently, the acting director, John Rohr, I think has been doing a really nice job of turning that facility around.
DeSantis is the second top official from Tomah to be removed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A traffic accident in the southbound lanes of I-94 at the Racine-Milwaukee County border earlier this morning closed all lanes for a time. This was after 4:30, and it resulted in some lengthy backups on both sides with gapers on the north. Sheriff's Department says it began with a pickup truck and a trailer, some mechanical issues putting both into a spin. They ended up blocking the middle and the right lane, so to safely remove them both, all three lanes were closed for about 30 minutes. Nobody got hurt. A woman whose car was struck by another vehicle at the intersection of Highways 50 and H in Pleasant Prairie this week snapped a picture of the other car with her cell phone and shows the man behind the wheel before he drove off. The picture of that hit-and-run driver is on her Facebook page. Police Chief Dave Smetana says the man did initially stick around but tried to talk the woman out of calling 911, then he left without exchanging information. With your child either having just started or returning to school, the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin physician says the health of youngsters during the year, that takes into account more factors than you might think. Dr. Denise Dunlap says screen time is a big thing, computers and other social media being the norm these days, so maybe some limits ought to be in place.
Spending less than 2 hours doing screen time, so that includes watching TV, playing on a tablet, computer, and then making sure that kids are getting at least 5 different colors of fruits and vegetables in over the course of the week, just to make sure they're getting in those good nutrients and vitamins.
She says childhood obesity, the number one concern for parents these days, and a lot of kids, she said, are showing up in her office with problems that used to be exclusively connected with adults. The American Heart Association says aside from a healthy breakfast at home or through a school program, kids need to be coming home to such after-school snacks as apples, grapes, and vegetables instead of cookies and potato chips. Improperly discarded smoking material started some sawdust on fire. That spread flames to a shed at Lighthouse Communications, 1652 North Main Street last night. And then some overhead power lines were affected, but they also damaged the main building. First arriving Racine fire crews had the flames out fairly quickly. Then they had to check for extension. A news release indicating the business itself incurred about $3,000 worth of exterior damage from the radiant heat, and there was about $1,500 in damage to the shed. We Energy's responding to the damage for the power lines. Nobody was there at the time of the fire. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin taking a close-up look at the city of Racine and what leaders want to do in redeveloping the Root River Corridor and that highly complex plan called RootWorks. She toured the Machinery Row site, which could be helped with her waterfront revitalization bill. Baldwin indicating it basically gives communities with solid waterfront development plans a bit of a leg up on securing needed grants and other help to make them become reality.
We have a lot of great experts, but they're dispersed in the Department of Commerce, the Department of Ag, the EPA, the Department of Interior, the Department of Transportation. Let's make sure that they're providing the counsel to communities who are struggling to create their 21st century waterfront vision, and allow them to use those resources and best practices so not every community has to reinvent the wheel or the water wheel.
Baldwin joined on a one-hour tour of the Machinery Row site within the RootWorks area by Representative Corey Mason, Mayor John Dickert. Joining was Council President Dennis Weiser. Machinery Row is located off Water Street at Center Street. Work to begin next month. And students at Carthage College in Kenosha are going to start their fall semester next week. Many will be attending classes in the newly completed $43 million Science Center. An official ribbon-cutting ceremony and dedication to be held October 2nd during Homecoming Week. Completion of that building, increasing classroom and laboratory space by 40%. Second phase of constructing the all-inclusive Dream Playground project in Petsky Park in Kenosha begins Labor Day morning, and with plans to have it completed on September 12th. Skilled tradespeople still welcome to get involved. A formal ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for October 10th. Next Monday, while most workers have the day off, some Labor Day celebrations are going to be taking place with food, music, speeches, and other activities. Kenosha's Labor Fest to begin around 11 a.m. on the grounds of St. Therese Church at 91st Street and 20th Avenue. Kenosha's Labor Person of the Year, Roger Clark from Local 118, will be recognized. Something new this year is the Labor of Love Music Festival at Racine's Festival Park on the lakefront. It begins at noon. It will feature country music up-and-comer Kip Moore. A special ceremony to honor veterans will take place at 3 p.m. And Racine's annual Labor Fest, again at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville, beginning around noon with a car show and concluding later on with awards for Labor and Retired Labor Person of the Year, along with Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity. This country's unemployment rate lower than it's been since before the Great Recession, according to the Labor Department, down to 5.1% last month, a 7.5-year low, but job creation proving to be a bit weak. Only 173,000 new jobs added in August. The Public Works Committee for the Village of Mount Pleasant will be considering an alternative method of transportation for community neighborhood watch patrols. The agenda for the meeting next Thursday morning listing the use of golf carts to get around. And apparently Governor Walker had some time from his busy presidential campaign to bestow a rather prestigious recognition on Wisconsin-grown soybeans, proclaiming the month of September as Soybean Month. The state of Wisconsin growing 78.8 million bushels of soybeans, the value some $795 million. According to the Soybean Marketing Board, there are 11,000 soybean farming families currently growing as twice as much food as they did 30 years ago. AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, variably cloudy, chance of maybe some thunderstorms. We'll have a high near 77. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.